The defendant to be your DJ. You gave him a $600 deposit.
Their celebration would have to wait.
Did you cancel 5 days before the wedding?
Because I lost my child.
Is he heartlessly holding on to their money?
So you had a miscarriage?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's the reason that the reception was canceled?
It was 5 months into the pregnancy.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Ati Hakimi and husband Ali Ranjbar are suing DJ Farshad Khorshidian for the return of the deposit to DJ their wedding. Farshad claims the couple postponed the wedding with only 5 days' notice.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 47 on the calendar, the matter of Hakimi Ranjbar versus Khorshidian.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Hakimi, you and your husband were planning a wedding before you were a married couple, and you decided to get married on what date?
July 6th of 2013.
And in preparation for that wedding, you hired the defendant to be your DJ.
And actually, I was providing more services to
Rabbi. Was going to provide the entertainment,
yes,
for your wedding. And you gave him a $600 deposit. The entire fee was how much?
$900, Your Honor.
Was that your whole fee, $900?
No.
What was your fee?
$1,800.
Did you have a written contract?
They didn't sign the contract. We have a verbal contract.
I have a copy.
I'd like to see the contract.
I have that copy, too. Here you go.
Well, I'll take a look at yours. I'll take a look at theirs. In any event, Ms. Hakimi, what your lawsuit wants is the return of your $600 because you canceled the wedding and the defendant didn't return your deposit. That's what the case is about. The defendant says, well, he was probably willing to forget the whole thing, but he kept your $600, even though he says the agreed fee was more than that. And he's counterclaiming for the remainder of the fee. He said, because you canceled, and this was over a July 4th weekend when he could have made his usual fee, and you canceled 5 days before the wedding. Is that correct that you canceled 5 days before the wedding?
Your Honor, we canceled approximately 5 days. I can't say for
That's
sure
what
because...
I'm saying.
I was in the hospital.
Just a second. You canceled the wedding,
yes,
5
ma'am.
Days before.
We postponed it, Your Honor, not canceled.
Or postponed it. You ultimately got married. Is that right?
We are married, but the ceremony going to be this year, July 5th.
Are you married?
Yes, we are married.
Who married you and when?
In San Diego County on...
May 21st, we got married in the court.
May 21st of 2014?
No.
2013.
2013.
May
Just
explain?
A second.
Okay.
So you got married before the party was planned. So you were married in a civil ceremony, and this July 6th event was just the reception for the wedding. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, Your Honor. We're Persian, so basically we had the civil ceremony because when we have a Persian wedding, we have our own ceremony, but it's not recognized, so we
I
have
understand.
To.
I yeah. understand. So this was your civil ceremony. You were legally married in May, and this was a reception slash... traditional wedding 2 months later.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes,
okay.
Your Honor.
And what date did you receive a call that the wedding was canceled?
On July 1st.
So 6 days before. Now, what was the message that you got?
They canceled. They said they miscarried the child.
Okay. So you had a miscarriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's the reason that the reception was canceled. Okay.
Your Honor, the proper term is actually we had a live birth, actually. So it wasn't just a simple miscarriage.
It was preterm labor, Your Honor. It was 5 months into the pregnancy.
Baby finished in my arms, ma'am. So, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the
shh. Now, the fee was $900.
Yes, but can I speak?
Yeah.
Okay. I emailed the contract for the basic DJ
now, listen
package.
To me. You said your fee was $1,800.
Yes.
It says you prepared this agreement.
This was the beginning, and later on they add more services.
I don't care whether they added more services. This is the written contract. Do you have any other written agreement?
It's a written contract, but they didn't sign it.
No, you signed it. You signed. Listen to me. Careful. You signed it.
Okay.
So this is your intention.
Okay.
Now, do you have another contract that you sent to them for $1,800?
Verbally?
No, not verbal.
Written,
you can't. Then written. You have nothing. And this is what your agreement was, $900.
They texted me and they had more services.
I don't care.
They
just a second. I don't care. Contract. Same day. You may want more services, but contract. That's what you had. You signed this. If you want to alter it, you have to alter it in the same frame, which is in a writing, since you prepared it. They didn't sign it. I don't know why you didn't sign the contract. Is there any reason why you didn't sign the contract?
We sent him his money.
Why didn't you sign the contract?
Because we were in the middle of the preparation of the wedding, ma'am, and the wedding was on July 5th.
Listen to me. You know, you can double talk me. Don't double talk me. Somebody sends you a contract, you see the contract, you're supposed to sign it and send it back to him. That's what he expected. Okay. Now, Mr. Kosygin, you didn't sue them for the remainder of your fee, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Because you said, you know what? I'm just going to let it go. Is that what you said?
Okay.
And you were right. They had an emergency. There was a reason they couldn't go forward with their ceremony / reception. There was a valid reason for it. So you said, as a good guy, I'm not going to sue them for what I perceive to be the balance, whether it's another $300 or another $900. You understand that. Having planned and made a lot of weddings, a couple of which didn't go off, I will tell you, he was being a nice guy, because 5 days before a wedding, you're usually paid in full.
Your Honor.
5 days before a wedding, you're paid in full, and it doesn't make any difference what the reason is that the wedding is canceled, because he makes certain preparations. He's there to make a living. If you had a contract and you wanted to put in the contract that you signed that an emergency, an act of God, something else gives me the right to get my deposit back, you could have done that. Put it in the contract and signed it. You didn't. You had a valid agreement with him. He's a working man. You have to pay him.
Your Honor, please, may I add one point?
Yes, I'll hear you.
He was obviously not the only vendor that we worked with. We had a venue. We had people that were taking pictures for us. All of these vendors were so willing to work with us and were
Perfect.
So sympathetic
Perfect.
And gave us extensions and all have been willing to work with us.
Absolutely.
And he was the only one that
said,
acted accordingly.
That said, I'm not...
This, like you said, this was an act of God. We at
well,
no
it wasn't
time...
In your, no. It wasn't in your contract. There was no provision for that in your contract. You know, if you got sick with the flu the day before your reception and you were in bed with 105 fever, do you think he's not entitled to get paid?
Your Honor, it wasn't a matter of that we didn't want to pay him. We just wanted to reschedule the wedding because I lost my child.
Well, did you? Just a second. Listen to me.
Yes, Your Honor, we did. And I called him and told him in January of 2014 that we had a new date. And he said, I can't commit to that date because of whatever reason. Then my husband called him and asked to speak with him about what was going on. This gentleman was so rude. He turned around and told...
Now, did you give him the date when you called him in January?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
And he said to you, I can't commit to that date.
And I said, that's okay, but he still needed to provide us a service. And I tried to email him, Your Honor, because this gentleman is actually a friend of a friend. He's not a complete stranger, unfortunately. We worked with him because we thought we were working with a friend of a friend. And we could have chosen anyone, Your Honor.
I don't care. So, I know you have a very sympathetic story. You're not entitled to your money back. It's very wonderful that the venue said to you, pick another date, we understand your problem, and you picked a date with the venue, right? What date did you pick with the venue?
July 5th.
A year later?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's set, July 5th, and you had a photographer.
Yes, Your Honor, but these people were constantly in contact with us throughout the year as
well. You don't gauge someone else's conduct by what other people are doing. You can't do that. It's unreasonable.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't you sign the contract? There is a reason, Mr. Ranjbar, that you didn't sign this contract. You're a very intelligent man.
And later today...
Now you're not a couple anymore. You wanted to pay off the credit card.
Right.
So?
The card was not in my name. How do I know that she did not put any of these charges on herself?
Well, because you just told me that you were having money trouble.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ati Hakimi and husband Ali Ranjbar claim DJ Farshad Khorshidian owes for the return of the deposit to DJ their wedding. Farshad is countersuing for the unpaid balance of his fee.
Now, you had an agreement, and you canceled the agreement. He lost money. He couldn't rebook that date 5 days in advance over July 4th, and maybe he wasn't available on the date that you and the venue selected for your function. He doesn't have to be available. If you can't get everybody together and you're going to have a wedding and the venue is available, the photographer is available, the caterer is available, but the DJ isn't available, what do you... I want you to follow my thought.
Yes.
The venue is available, the date that you wanted. Photographer is available, the date that you wanted. Your caterer is available, the date you wanted. So now you have three people. Then you call the DJ, the entertainment, and say, wedding is ready, I'm calling you, it's July 5th. And he says to you, that's not a good date for me.
Correct, Your Honor.
Because he said it's not a good date for you, do you go back to the vendor and say, can we pick another date? It's not good for my entertainment? You sued him for the return of your money. You're not entitled to it.
I asked him, well then, since he owes us a service for the...
He doesn't owe you for a service. It's not in here that he owes you for a service. That's an accommodation that the other people gave you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your contract read with the venue. If you cancel within a certain period of time because they can't rebook that time, so they're really losing money because they could have had two events and now they're only going to get one event. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so everybody's in business of making money. You've taken a venue that could have had a party on July 6th, 2013, which is your party, and made $5,000. And then July 5th, 2014, and made $5,000. So now together they made $10,000. Well, because they were nice to you, they're only going to make $5,000. That's very nice of them. That's not the standard for him. He says, I'm a single person that provides a service. I can't afford to make, instead of making my $900 here, my $900 here, it's $1,800. I can't afford to make only six, which is what you gave him as a deposit.
Can I address the court, ma'am?
What?
If you kindly look at his contract, he clearly identifies that events that are beyond his control, he's not responsible.
Why didn't you sign the contract? You didn't sign, he signed the contract. You wanted to have it both ways.
I sent him the money. This is the copy of the things I sent.
Why didn't you sign the contract?
This is 5 days before my wedding.
Why didn't you sign the contract?
Okay. By sending him money, this is unclearly by the bank.
No, I have agreed
to the terms of the contract.
My friend, you are absolutely incorrect. It says here right in the... Listen to me. It says right here in the contract, so deposits are non-refundable. I mean, if you are looking at this contract, that's what it says here. There is a reason, Mr. Ranjbar, that you didn't sign this contract. You're a very intelligent man. I don't know what the reason is why you didn't sign the contract. Clearly, he sent it to you, and you were busy with other things. Now, on what date did you... Don't show me when you sent the check. On what date did you ask him to reserve the date and retain him as your entertainer? What month? Do you know?
June. They called me on May 28th and...
Just a second.
They sent
me... Listen to me carefully. On what date did you hire him for your wedding?
June 22nd, we had a phone conversation.
No. You know, you're playing swift with me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
When the first bill came in for $1,288, what did you do?
I confronted her. She said she was having money problems. She was going to get her bonus from work soon and would pay it all off.
You remember that conversation?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ati Hakimi and husband Ali Ranjbar claim DJ Farshad Khorshidian owes for the return of the deposit to DJ their wedding. Farshad is countersuing for the unpaid balance of his fee.
Now, you're going to lose anyway, but don't play swift with me. He mailed you the contract in May, and you didn't sign it, and you didn't send it. What happened is,
I have the email, ma'am. There was no contract emailed at that time.
Listen to me, madam. Your conversation with him in June was, he said to you, where's the deposit? And where's the contract? Does that sound familiar to you, Mr. Ranjbar?
No, ma'am.
Had you gotten a deposit by mid-June?
Yes.
On what date?
On June 25th.
No, that's not mid-June. That's the end of June. That's 10 days before the wedding.
June 25th.
And you sent this contract out in May.
May 28th.
You get nothing. Not only did you get nothing, I think he was being nice to you by not saying to you, you know what, you really owe me my whole fee because I couldn't book that date. You booked another date, you got another venue, you got another caterer, you got another photographer. The only person that you couldn't get was him because he wasn't available. You don't get your money back. That's all. Case is dismissed.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
We just wanted no one to ever have to go through this.
I'm so sorry for the loss, the baby.
To work with somebody so not compassionate.
But when they pay deposit,
there's always exceptions to the rule.
I hold this date and time for that certain day.
We all have forgotten how to be human beings.
And that's how I make living.
And to realize the world is not about money after all.
Business. Business is business.
I guess that speaks louder than words nowadays.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Nyman versus Smith. Step forward.
Katie Nyman is suing her ex-girlfriend, Heather Smith, for unauthorized credit card charges.
Ms. Nyman, how long were you and the defendant in a relationship?
Approximately 6 months.
During that 6 month period, did you live together?
We did.
In your home?
No, in her cousin's home.
Is that where she had been living?
She and I moved in there together at the same time.
And was there a lease?
No.
Did you both pay rent?
Neither of us paid rent.
Is that correct?
That is not correct.
Who paid rent?
My cousin paid rent. I paid the bills.
Okay. Did you know that that was the arrangement?
Yes.
Fine. Now, what was your financial responsibility?
I paid for groceries. I bought her and her son clothing and shoes. I took them out to eat, things like that. I was never asked by George to pay any money.
So let me understand your lawsuit. You gave the defendant a credit card.
Yes.
A credit card that had a zero balance on it.
Yes.
At what point in the 6 month period did you give the defendant that credit card?
Probably a couple months in.
And under what circumstances did you give the defendant the credit card?
She didn't have enough money for gas, and initially, a couple of times, she took some of my cash out of my drawer and told me afterward, and I didn't want her to continue to do that, so I said, here, you can use this credit card, put gas on that until you get paid, and then pay me back.
You mean pay you back or pay the credit card?
Right.
Well, which one?
Pay me so I can pay the credit card.
Did she do that the first month?
The first month she put $1,288 on and she did pay me $300.
What were you using that card for?
Gas, food, things for the house.
What was it given to you for?
Initially, I came home from work and she said, here's a credit card, use it as you need to.
Were you working?
Yes, I was.
Were you working?
Yes, I was.
Well, when the first bill came in for $1,288, what did you do?
I confronted her, asked her what was going on. She said she was having money problems. She was going to get her bonus from work soon and would pay it all off.
Do you remember that conversation?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, what happened the second month?
In the second month, she put about $900 more on.
And what did you say to her?
I took the card away.
And at the time you took the card away, what was the balance?
Altogether, it was about $2,400.
Well, I have 12 and 9.
Right. Previously, there was a charge on the credit card because her son stepped on my computer and broke the screen. She said she would pay me back for it.
So it wasn't a zero balance. There was a...
It was a zero balance and then just that, fixing the computer.
Do you remember the discussion about the computer?
Yes, I do.
Did you agree to pay for that?
Yes, I did.
Great. So what is the total bill now?
Altogether, it's $2,108.98.
Now, when she gave you the $300, did she put it on the credit card or did she give that to you in cash?
She gave it to me in cash and I put it on the credit card.
Okay. So this reflects that amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. Very good. I'm waiting. Because now you're not a couple anymore. You want her to pay off the credit card.
Right.
So?
I don't believe that all of these charges were mine. The card was not in my name. How do I know that she did not put any of these charges on herself?
Well, because you just told me that you were having money troubles and that you put the $1,200 on it and you put the $900 on it for the next month, because you told me that.
I was having money troubles.
Good, $2,100 judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you.
No. No.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Our little Casey collapsed.
How did you leave the dog?
Tied up to our camper. The dog did have our dog by the head and was shaking him.
Judge Judy.
At the time, we were still going out. I thought, all right, we'll work through this.
She wanted this bill paid, and I, again,
you know, I'm going to be with you forever.
We never had an agreement, and I don't believe that these charges are mine.
And then after she used my money, she just kicked me out.
Not to get involved with anybody.
Just happy that I can move on with my life.